Welcome to our second Sunday of Easter worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Saviour's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. April 24, 2022, this is Pastor Alana. As we are going to hear from the Gospel reading today, Thomas had missed out. He was not there with the other disciples when the risen Jesus appeared that first Easter night to show them his hand and his side. Thomas was absent when Jesus breathed on them with his spirit and sent them out to proclaim his forgiveness. It's no wonder then that when Thomas heard about this encounter, he wanted to see Jesus for himself. He said, "Unless I see, I will never believe." 1 week after Christ's resurrection, Thomas had his opportunity. He saw, he touched, he believed, he confessed, "My Lord, my God." Today is your opportunity. Don't miss out. Our risen Jesus is here with his spirit and in his body and blood. We see, we touch, we believe, we confess. As we gather in his presence for worship today, may he fill us with great joy as we continue to celebrate his resurrection victory and confess him as our Lord and God. Amen. May the gracious Lord bless you as you worship with us this morning.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is indeed. Hallelujah. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall be made alive. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin, and live to God in Christ Jesus. Let us confess our sins to God, our Father. Heavenly Father, you have created each of us to live life with you in your image. Yet our sin destroys that life and brings death into our world. Forgive us, Father, for our sins against you, in the things that we think, the words that we speak, and the way that we act. Forgive us for our failing to live our lives as you designed them, and for failing to share your life with others. Breathe into us your life-giving Spirit, so that we turn from our sin and receive the fresh start of forgiveness, life. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and died and rose from the grave for us, calls us back from the days of sin to live for your glory all our days. Amen. Now, based on this confession, receives absolution. Your merciful God is the author and the giver of life. He hears your prayer and forgives all your sins. Through Jesus, he takes your days upon himself at the cross, and by his resurrection gives you free gift of life everlasting. As your pastor, it's my privilege to remind you of this forgiving grace of Jesus. And because he has granted his authority to do so, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may be, by your grace, confessed in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 5. The apostles testify publicly as witness of Jesus' resurrection. Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared to join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on the cots and on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing sick and those afflicted with unclean spirit, and they were all healed. But the high priest rose up, and all who were with him, that he the part of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them to prison. But during the night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people the word of life." And when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Now when the high priest came and those who were with him, they called together the council and all the senate of the people of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison. So they returned to report, "We found the prison security locked, and the guard standing at the door. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them and wondering what this would come to. And some came and told them, "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest questioned them, saying, "We strictly charged you not to teach in this name. Yet here you fill Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intended to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter, an apostle, answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as a leader and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are witness to these things. And so the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those whom obey him." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 4 through 18. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us kingdom, priests to his God and Father, and to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, with every eye will see him, even those who persecuted him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so. Amen. I am Alpha and Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother, and partner in tribulation and kingdom, and the patience and endurance that are in Jesus, was in Ireland called Potamus, on account of word of God and testimony of Jesus. I was in spirit on Lord's Day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, saying, "Write what you see in a book, and send it to seven churches, to Ephesus, Samaria, Pergamon, Antioch, Sardis, and Philadelphia and Laodicea." Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and one time I saw seven golden lampstand, and the midst of the lampstand one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe with a white gold sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like flame of fire, and his feet were like burnished bronze, refined in furnace, and his voice like a roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like a sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his hand on me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one, and I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of Hades and Hades. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the door being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. When he said this, he showed them his hand and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see his hands, and the mark of the nails, and place my fingers into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hands and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord, my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess our confession today in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God and Light of Light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the scripture, and he ascended into heaven. And he sits at the right hand of God's Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life and the world to come. Amen.
Oh, sons and daughters. of day, the faithful women went their way to seek the tomb where Jesus lay. Alleluia. An angel clad in white they see, who sits and speaks unto the three.
Blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study of one of the epistle lessons for the second Sunday of Easter. First, we begin with prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, during this season of Easter, we thankfully acknowledge the blessings we receive through your Son's resurrection. We pray for your blessing on our ears and hearts so that the good news of our resurrection and the hope it brings us may move us to lives of grateful obedience. In Jesus' name we ask for the Spirit's guidance. Amen. The reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 4 through 18. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and everyone will see him, everyone who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, like a trumpet, saying, write what you see in a book, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe, with a golden girdle round his breast. His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth issued a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Thus far the reading. There are many things that have been said and written about the book of Revelation. There are many things that remain a mystery which are written about in the book. Mysteries because their meaning has not yet been revealed. We must also remember that this book was probably written for people who were being persecuted. This book was to be a source of comfort and encouragement for them, so that when they came to a time when it seemed like life was caving in on them, God was assuring them through the strong pictures and messages of this book. He was still in charge, and he would take care of his persecuted people. Having pointed this out, we don't mean to say that there isn't a message for us Christians today. We may not be under outward persecution, but there are some beautiful passages of encouragement for us also in this book. The text before us today is one of those messages for us. It's time to take a closer look at our text from the first chapter of Revelation. The message is from our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, given through his Apostle John. We know it is from Jesus, because he is the one who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. As Jesus reveals this about himself, he also speaks about the last day of this world. On that day, he will come with the clouds, and every eye will see him, including those who pierced him. It is our sins which pierced him and caused his death. But every tribe of the earth who does not accept him as Savior and Lord will wail on account of him. Again, Jesus identifies himself as God and as the person appointed to judge the world. He is able to do this because he has seen everything from the beginning of creation to its end, and all this knowledge makes him perfect for being judge of the world and all that has happened in it. And so he says, I am the Alpha Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Then John tells us where he was when this was all revealed and why it was revealed. In the persecution of Christians in his day, he had been exiled on a small island called Patmos. It was the Lord's Day, that is, Sunday, and John was in worship. The revelation comes to him as an action of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit shows him a vision in which Christ Jesus again speaks. What he says, he wants John to write down in a book and send it to the seven churches named Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. The one who was speaking is in the midst of seven lampstands, that is, the seven churches who are to be a light in the world, witnessing about Jesus, who is the light of the world. Remembering that the number seven refers to completion or totality, the letters to the churches named are also to be letters to all churches of all time. And so, Jesus' message is for us also. Let's listen to that message. Fear not, I am the first and the last, the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. That is really Jesus, the Son of God, who is speaking, and whom we can trust. John goes into great detail describing him to us, which can also be encouraging to us. He is clothed with a long robe and with a golden girdle round his breast. Here is the symbol of the high priestly character of the work of the risen Lord. That is, he prays for us, as he did in the high priestly prayer recorded in John 17. Next we hear his head and his hair were white, which means pure and holy. His voice was like the sound of many waters. God's word goes into all the world in all the languages of the world. And in his right hand he held seven stars, which in the Old Testament it is God himself who controls the stars. From his mouth issued a sharp two-edged sword. The word of God, we say, is both law and gospel. And his face was like the sun shining in full strength. John was again seeing the face of Jesus Christ and the glory he had witnessed with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. There are two more phrases which we must explain in greater detail. The first is, his eyes were like a flame of fire. That is part of the description of the divine figure who brought a vision to Daniel. His eyes like flaming torches, Daniel 10:6. When we read the gospel story, we get the impression that he who had once seen the eyes of Jesus could never forget them. Again and again, we have the vivid picture of Jesus' eyes sweeping around a circle of people, Mark chapter 3 and chapter 10. Sometimes his eyes flashed in anger, Mark chapter 3, 5. Sometimes they fastened on someone in love, Mark 10, 21. And sometimes they had in them all the sorrow of one whose friends had wounded him to the quick, Luke 22. The next phrase, his feet were like burnished bronze refined as in a furnace, reminds us that in Daniel it is said of the divine messenger that his feet were like the gleam of burnished bronze. That's Daniel 10, verse 6. In Ezekiel, it is said of the angelic beings that their feet sparkled like burnished bronze, Ezekiel 1, 7. It may be that we are to see two things in the picture. The brass stands for strength, for the steadfastness of God, and the shining rays stand for speed, for the swiftness of the feet of God to help his own or to punish sin. Some of those quotes were from the Daily Study Bible by William Barclay. Do you hear the words of encouragement for you from our Savior and Lord? Maybe you're having just an ordinary day. But when that day comes, when everything seems wrong, then seek the strength and encouragement our Savior offers us in the book of Revelation. We who have faith in him, our gracious and loving God, will be built up by God's words. Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, help us focus on what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us and says to us. Show us the love of the Father and the grace of his Son. Guide us with the new hearts you have given us. Strengthen our faith and guide us in holy living. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Spirit within me, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me thy free Spirit. Amen.
Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Steadfast in your word, curb those who by deceit or sword would ask the kingdom for your son and bring to naught all he has done.
Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known.